Oh yeah. Feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, here we are, the fabulous Sports Authorities, number one in your program and number 365 in your hearts. Here we are, John Sarver here, along with the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our Sport Director, Mark Milicek, here to bring you the finest and highest importance.
And high standards.
There you go. Forget about politics. This is more important.
You got it.
I know. This one kind of rules your life more than anything else, or ruins your life, depending which way you're looking at it.
It's even more important than sports.
There you go. There's nothing. And there's nothing at this particular time, I'm kind of thinking. So, a couple of things. One, we are not bought and paid for by any sporting apparatus and or team and or authority or and or organization, depending on what part of Canada you're from.
Or entity.
There you go. So, we can tell you exactly like it is. We don't have to worry about somebody saying, we'll pull that money from you. Ha ha, we laugh at you. Two.
Yeah, try it.
Yeah, I dare you.
Try to pull that money.
Yeah, really. There it goes. And you're an idiot. Talking about such, we don't have the FCC here, but we do follow the DMCA rule. So if you hear the language get a little bit salty, well, bring a cracker with you. What else? Let's see. High standards. You know,
the highest standards.
And see, that's the whole thing. That's why we're here, because we're authorities. And we got so much to talk to you about. But again, even though I glossed over really quickly, how about a formal deal? Here he is in his season right now, the Super CPA, Ken Pocket.
Hello, John. Hiya to everyone out there listening.
And over to the other side, going right to left on your dial, fresh from the Joe Louis Arena, after knocking off the big show himself, the big show here, our sport director, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. My hand hurts after hitting him.
Yeah, well, it should. I mean, congratulations. You know, we were talking about this. I mean, actually, our sport director went got his credentials and went deep undercover over to Joe Louis yesterday to pay an ungodly amount of money to watch a male soap opera happen. Very nice.
At Monday Night Raw.
And how was it in person?
Yeah, it was pretty good. My daughter Leah was going crazy when Roman Reigns came out.
And got his ass whooped.
No, he was whooping ass last night.
Really?
Yes, he was.
I thought Strowman came out and beat him up.
No.
Oh.
No, Strowman came out and he whooped Strowman's ass.
How can that be? I'll give a, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So there you are. Cool. So, yay. Glad you had a good time. Glad seats were goddamn expensive. Oh, God.
I didn't have to pay for them.
Yeah, but I mean, ringside seats for the WWE now go for $500,000 each.
No kidding.
Ooh. Yeah. So, congratulations to you and everybody else there. Yike.
Yep.
You know, and the WWE, I mean, when did you become popular again? You know, I mean, ever since the Attitude Era went kind of bye-bye, you know, all of a sudden people are coming back to this thing?
That place was rocking last night. You would have thought, well, no, not really. The Red Wings were playing, but no, not really.
There you go. See, that was, if you're cool with WWE, that was part of the Attitude Era. Every time you heard that sound, you knew there, it was time for the rattlesnake.
There was like a 6 or 7 year old kid behind me, and you would have thought that he was doing the play by play. He knew every one of the wrestlers. He knew every one of the moves, and I'm like, why are they playing all? Why are they paying all those announcers hundreds of thousands of dollars? They could have gave this kid a $5, $15 pizza down at DeJoe and a pop, and he could have done just as good a job.
You know, the funny thing is that we have our fourth Beatle, or our fifth Beatle, so to speak, not here today, but he'll be here next week, friends. So get ready with Paul Jurek and the Wonder Dog. We'll be here.
Paul's the fourth, and Henrietta's the fifth.
Yeah, no kidding. Everybody was watching to see if we could see you. When we thought that you were nine rows up, we thought the ring, nine rows on the main floor, that you could see things. Not way back in the bleeds on ninth row up for 150 bucks.
Well, see, the thing about it was is I didn't realize how big the main floor was. The $500 tickets.
Holy God almighty. I'm so glad you didn't use the CK Suite tickets that we gave away to faithful listeners.
That's right.
There you go. So thank you, our faithful listener that was up in the suite.
Yep. The suite tickets are nice.
Enjoy your brown water.
But I think the suite tickets are better if you're watching like a hockey game. You know, because the ice is bigger and whatever. That little ring.
It's little, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really hard to see that little ring from
way up
three stories up.
You would think for $300 night, wasn't it?
The tickets were $100. Yeah, it was close by the time you pay for parking and everything. Yeah, it's close.
Buy a TV. A TV, you'll have the best seat in the house for the WWE. Because really, I mean, you essentially watched it on a big TV, didn't you? I mean, because you couldn't see what was going on in the ring. I'm sure they had, like, big TV monitors somewhere, right?
Well, we were not that far away. We were probably 30 yards, maybe, 35 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we weren't horribly far, but you're like John is saying, your best seat is the TV. Even watching a hockey game or a football game or whatever, your best seat is your TV.
Or what have you.
You know, there's no lines at the bathroom. There's no lines to get a pop or alcoholic beverage.
Pop is relatively cheap.
Yeah, and it's not, you don't have to, mortgage a kid to get one or whatever.
Talking about whatever. Now, this is, and we alluded to this before. Now, there's a couple of different things we want to talk about right off the top here. The NC2As start this week. Right?
Yes,
I mean, this
do.
Is the time where you take Thursday and Friday off, you know, and just sit at Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, and get ripped off. But, you know, look at every single monitor they have going on, or, you know, you could just, like, watch it with your friends. However,
or alternatively, you could just blow the whole thing off and listen to CKIW.
Yeah, that's right. Mark will be giving updates every 5 minutes.
That's
right. You just won't hear them. So here's kind of the cool thing. Because the NC2A comes, and this is an exciting time, even if you don't know sports, this is an exciting time. But next week here, kiddies, this is going to be a riot for fun and fun and fun. Next week, next Tuesday.
That's right.
At 7 o'clock.
We are going to have the Sweet 64 here, which is going to be ton of fun, and cavities too. Here's how it goes. As you're well aware that there are 64 teams that go into without playing games in the NC2A, and they go by single elimination bracket. You know, if Team A and Team B plays, if Team A wins, they go on. If Team B wins, they go on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Instead of having to know everything about the SEC and the ACC and the Big Ten and Mountains West and the Verizon League, and the Horizon League, and the Rainbow League, and the NIT, and all that stuff. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing it with candy. Absolutely, positively, we are going to have a ton of fun. We're going to actually almost make it a round table. We're going to have so many people here. And we'll be calling you to get your idea of who's going to be best. You know, we're going to have to work that out. But it's a matter of, say, number one Snickers went up against number five Three Musketeer bars.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And then we go on and we go on and go on. It is a riot. Every time we do this, it's just a gem. And this year is going to be even better. So be with us next. We're going to have it on the website, matter of fact, so you can follow along with us. We'll have the bracket right on the CKWI Radio 36 website, right up there on top. You know, so you can print it out and follow along, and you could be a winner and win a grand prize of a brand new car. Somehow. So...
Not that we're going to give you a car.
No, not at all. But you can win,
might.
Yeah.
Somebody might. You never know.
If you're going to talk somebody into giving you a car.
Yeah, go right. Jack a car. There
all you
gotta
go. All you got to do is go to your car dealer and say, hey, I want the bracket.
Yeah, that's right. Give me my car. That's right. All right, so.
If they give you a funny look, you just go along with it and just say, hey, I want my car.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
Car. Yeah, I'll wait right here
right
for
back.
You. Yeah, you win a Corvette. So just go on down there. We'll give you the crowbar and the jumper cables. So you just hop on in, probably Sunday night, 2 a.m., collect your prize.
And a screwdriver to put in the ignition.
There you go. And we'll have the builder's title all set for you and written up and ready. You know? So that's yours to keep, you know, for your friends here at CKIW. All right, talking about keeping, here's a keeper. North Carolina, as we're going to talk about the NC2A brackets right now. So if you've got any brackets at home, follow with us, and you'll win many chips because betting money is illegal.
But let's call it fabulous prizes.
Yes, you'll win fabulous prizes if you follow the authorities. So get your pen or pencil ready.
That's right.
Here we go. This isn't the Candy 64. That'd be next week. This is for the people that need to win fabulous prizes.
That's right. I'm filling out my bracket because I want to win
a fabulous prize.
A fabulous prize.
There you go.
Of a bag of ketchup flavored potato chips.
Ooh.
Whoops.
All the way from Canada.
So you know it's got to be good.
That's right.
There you go. So unless your microwave is watching you, then don't eat any. Okay, so here we go. Where do we want to start? Out east? Out in the Midwest? Up?
Yes.
Off goes the glasses. We're serious now. So, okay, here we go. Villanova versus a play-in game. Villanova, shall we say?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okie dokes. Number 8-9 matchup, Wisconsin out of the Big Ten going up against Va-Tech, number 9, which is might be a little too low for Va-Tech, but... Which way are you guys leaning? Good. I'm going Va-Tech.
I'm
going
to go Wisconsin.
Virginia Tech.
There you go. It's always good to stay with the smart money. Okie dokies. Moving right along in Orlando, Florida. You have Virginia, number 5, going up against UNC Wilmington.
I'm going to go with UNC Wilmington.
Going to go for the big shot?
Yeah.
Man, that's a 12 over 5?
12 over 5. It's a great bracket for upsets.
Where do you want to go? I mean, based on what? Hmm? Based on what, UNC?
Well, 12 and 5. Is a
somebody's got to go, eh?
Yeah, historically it's a great place to pick upsets.
Okay. How about you, Letty?
Nah, Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia. Okay, number 4, 13. Number 4, Florida. With a 24-8 record going up against East Tennessee State, 27-7.
Now that one, I might go with East Tennessee State.
I'm going Florida there.
Yeah, we're keeping in the sunshine. Why are you going East Tennessee? Because 4-13 is a good place for an upset.
No. Florida has not been consistent all year.
Now what, I should be writing these doggone things down. I'm cashing in. All right. Speak amongst yourself while I have... Ooh, look at you already.
He's got a pen.
Oh, you sure you want to use that? That's a maple leaf pen.
No, I don't. Here, hold that.
Boo.
I don't want loser pen. No? Might as well write with it.
See, you people can't see the nice maple leaf pen that I have here.
Yeah. It hasn't written anything since 1967.
It's going to start this year.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so...
Can't believe that you wouldn't use my maple leaf pen.
Are you kidding me? Why would I touch a holy anointed maple leaf pen? All right, so what did we say? We said Villanova?
Yes.
All right, Stu. Okay, Villanova, then we said Wiss, then we said...
I got Wisconsin.
Vidge, and then we said FLA. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll write down the majority.
The majority.
Okay, okay. That works out? All right.
Works good because we have three here. So
there you are. No then ties. That way we can do that. So number six, SMU going up against...
SMU?
It's a play-in game. Probably be USC, frankly. Mac?
SMU.
Agreed.
Yep, that carries. SMU comes out. As opposed to SUM, which would be a accounting thing.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Baylor, number three, against New Mexico State.
Baylor's probably going to thrash them.
Baylor.
Baylor is not even a talk about. Okay, number seven. Ooh, 7-10. This is an interesting one.
Is.
South Carolina versus Marquette. 10 Marquette, and I think that's low for Marquette.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Marquette.
How about you?
Marquette.
Marquette goes. All right, number two, Duke versus number 15, Troy. And how did Duke get so low? So low.
Because they beat North Carolina the last day of the ACC.
All right, I don't know anybody here that's going to pick Troy.
No.
All right, moving on to the West. Number one, Gonzaga versus South Carolina State, or South Dakota State.
The Jackrabbits.
Yeah, man. How about it?
Jackrabbits are going to get...
jacked.
Jacked.
All right.
Yeah.
Put in the Zags. All right. Northwestern. Here's an interesting 8-9. Northwestern and Vandy, and I'm saying N Western.
I'd go with that.
Yep.
Okay, we're covered. Western. We need somebody with better handwriting here. Number five, Notre Dame. 12, Princeton. Princeton has been red hot.
Notre Dame.
I'm going to go with, let's go with Princeton.
All right, I'm going Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Okay, ND.
You just need a better pen.
I have a great pen here. This is, I think this is like a Winnipeg Jet pen. 4-3 matchup, West Ginny versus Bucknell.
Ooh. Bucknell, they were a big upset team a couple years ago, weren't they?
Yeah.
Not this year, though.
No, not this year at all. West Va. Okay. Xavier with the really cool outfits versus number six, Maryland. Do you trust Maryland at all?
No.
Not even. I'm going with the X-Men.
Me too.
All right. How about you, Mac?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Mark, call this one. Number three, Florida State versus Florida Gulf Coast. Number 14th ranked.
Florida State.
I'm going Gulf Coast in a walk.
Ooh. Let's go Gulf Coast.
There you go, man. That's going to be... Wait till you get to my Pepto-Bismol upset special. And that comes in the south bracket. But this is damn close. Florida Gulf Coast is just rocking the house. And it's like the little mouse that roared. You know, it's Dunk City all over again. Florida Gulf Coast. Okay. Kenny, St. Mary's, number 7, versus VCU, number 10.
Go St. Mary's.
Mark?
Yep, St. Mary's.
Yep. Unanimous. Okay, closing out that bracket, number 2, Arizona versus number 15, North Dakota. I'm going with the Wildcats.
Same here, yeah.
The only thing North Dakota has is a hockey team.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, here's a little spoiler here. I can't imagine. AZ. Here's what I'm looking at that bracket right now. AZ versus ND to get out. You know, and then probably AZ tops them. But we'll get to that in just a minute. So if you got to take a poop or something, this is now the time because we're going to go to the Midwest region, you know, where number one ranked Kansas goes up against UC Davis.
Or whoever.
Yeah, it'll be UC Davis.
I can't see Kansas having any problems whatsoever.
Yeah. you know, really, it's how many times does a 1 beat a 16? Never. So, there you go. All right, here you go. Here's a fine 8-9 matchup.
Ah.
Miami of Florida, number 8, going against the Spartans of Michigan State University. Mark.
Miami.
Same here.
Yep, me 3. For the first, you know, as much as you don't want to pick against Izzo, you have no team. The only crap thing is that would throw this all out is that he laid in the team so hard at the tournament loss. You know, that's reverberating in their heads now. I mean, time after time after time, especially if you got an 8-9, you know. I mean, that's they could come out, win one, and then go back. But I don't know anybody, nobody, picking MSU anywhere.
No, though they have not looked good all year.
No. Okay, so moving right along. Kenny, number 5, Iowa State versus Nevada, and it's not the Running Rebels.
Go with Iowa State.
Mark?
Iowa State.
Okay, they can't see that. All right. Okay. Kenny, number 4 and number 4, Purdue versus 13, Vermont.
I'm going to go with Purdue.
Mac?
Same.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. Okay, so moving right along. Here Kit comes, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, I got to get some music here. Got to get something going. What would be very exciting?
Ah! Dropping. You drop it, the elbow off at the same time. That'd be exciting.
I like that one better.
There you go.
Here we go. Number 6, Creighton at 25-9, going up against number 11, Rhode Island State, 24-9. Ladies and gentlemen, get out your Tums, get out your Pepto-Bismol. This is the upset special. At Rhode Island goes big over Creighton. Huge. I'm writing it in right now because that's my upset special.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Amen, brother. I don't know how Creighton's a tough team, but Rhode Island, no one's heard of them. They're a Cinderella team out of the East, and they're going to walk and talk. Huge. Huge. So, put your money in. If you guys got any money whatsoever to bet there, you know.
Put your chips in.
Put your chips. Win a fabulous prize. Okie-dokes. All right, so.
All your Three Musketeers bars.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, don't bet anything you can't, you know, cover. Anyways, number 3, Oregon versus number 14, Aonia. Mark?
Oregon.
Same.
Kenny? Yeah, same. Here's the Ducks.
Quack, 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 quack.
Yeah. Here we go. Number 7, Michigan going up against number 10, Oklahoma State.
Michigan.
Same here.
Really? I would have taken Oates State, but all right. Remember, you heard it here first. You know, because this is actually a team that has competition for Michigan. You know, you can only go so far of we're glad to be alive because the airplane skidded off the runway, you know, for so long. This is away from home. This is Oklahoma. You know, and they cheat like hell. So, Michigan. Okay. Kenny, number 2, Louisville versus 15, Jacksonville.
Louisville.
All right. Mark, I'm pretty well sure.
Yep. Same thing.
Okay. All right. So now going
they
into
don't
the
cheat, though.
South bracket, so as far as you know, going to the South bracket, Mark, number 1, North Carolina versus Texas Southern.
North Carolina.
Yep.
Okay, NC.
I got to pick North Carolina. That's where my daughter is.
Doing what?
Doing what? Living.
Oh, is she in the... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She. I was going to say, is she like the center for the team? Or okay. Kenny, number 8, Arkansas and Seton Hall, number 9. 8-9 matchup.
Okay, let's go Seton Hall on that one.
Mac?
I was thinking about that, too. So, yeah, Seton Hall.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Okay. Number 5, Minnesota, Mark, against Middle Tennessee State, number 12.
I'm not convinced about Minnesota.
I'm not either. I'm going to go Middle Tennessee.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm proud of both of you.
Yeah.
You know? It seems like Middle Tennessee State turns on during the championship, during the 64, ask MSU last year.
Yeah.
Michigan just crushed Minnesota.
Watch this one. Number four, Butler versus 13, Winthrop.
With Butler.
That's John's favorite team, Butler.
No, it's not. Actually, it's Winthrop in this one. I would absolutely, positively take Winthrop. You know, but it's a Butler written down. It's a Butler written down. Money lost on the table.
Oh, darn, I lost my ketchup-flavored chips.
There you go. All right, but you can regain it by figuring out number six, Cincinnati, or number 11, Wake Forest.
Kansas State, Wake Forest. No, Cincinnati.
I'll go with that.
Okay, I was going to go Wake Forest, but Cincinnati, there's another fabulous prize you guys are passing up. Cincinnati. Okay, UCLA, Ken, or Kent State?
I'm going to go UCLA.
Mac?
Yeah.
Yep, us too.
UCLA.
All right, number seven, Dayton versus number 10, Wichita State.
Wichita State.
Wichita State, you got it.
You don't like the somewhat Mac team? All right.
No, I don't like a basketball team that's named the Flyers.
I like the Zips. I wish that they were in there. All right, so to break out that bracket, number two, Kentucky versus number 15, Northern Kentucky.
Well,
is there a talk?
A Kentucky team's going to win.
Yes, we know that.
All right.
But it's going to be the one that's rated ranked number two.
So what do you use in your number two? KY. And there you go. And that'd be Kentucky. So, moving right back over, this is where it gets faster and faster. Going over back to the east in New York. You know, in Buffalo, New York, it'll be Villanova versus Wisconsin. Mark?
Villanova.
Kenny?
Agreed.
There we go. So do we. All right. What do we say? We said Virginia versus Florida. Kenny?
Virginia.
Mark?
Yeah. Virginia.
Ooh, I was going to go Florida. All right. Vag goes on. Okay. SMU versus Baylor. Mark?
SMU and Baylor.
Number three, Baylor. Number six, MSU.
SMU.
SMU, yes.
Really? Yep. Okay. All righty. Marquette or Duke? Number 10, Marquette. Number 2, Duke. Kenny?
I'm going to take Douche.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really can't look away. Duke has this wonderful way on turning on, just like MSU does in the tournament.
Yeah.
You know? Going to the West, Gonzaga versus Northwestern. Kenny?
I'm going to go Zag.
Mark?
Same.
Okay. All right, Notre Dame versus West Virginia. Mark?
Notre Dame.
Kenny?
Virginia.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I seem to be the tiebreaker. Yep, and we're going with the Golden Domes, North Carolina. Notre Dame. All righty. The X-Men from Xavier or Florida Gulf. Mark?
What is it now? Xavier and who?
Florida Gulf Coast. Follow along with your script.
Xavier.
X, yes.
Ooh, I would have went with Florida Gulf Coast. Okay.
Yeah, of course you would.
Yep. No, really, because that's... Dunk City is good for two rounds, you know? X-Men. All right, Kenny. St. Mary's. How do we put St. Mary's up there? St. Mary's versus Arizona.
I'm going to go St. Mary's here.
Wow. Mark, I'm going Arizona. There's a from you? From St. Mary's in Arizona? The fucking Wildcats are going to clean, man. St. Mary's, I mean, they're next to Shrine of Little Flower.
St. Mary's.
Oh!
Yes!
But I use my official veto.
You have a veto?
I do, because I own the equipment. So.
Okay.
St. Mary's it is.
So when St. Mary's takes out Arizona, we're coming to see you.
We're going to unveto it.
Hurry up. If St. Mary's beats Arizona, you know how much money is going to be lost?
Oh, yeah.
Huge money will be lost.
But then look how much Chips will win.
Only you? Okay.
Okay.
Going over to the Midwest, Kansas versus Miami. Kenny.
I'm going to go with a big upset here, Miami.
Wow. I'm going Kansas, Mark.
Yeah, Kansas.
Okay. Okay, Kenny, Iowa State, Purdue.
Purdue.
Mark?
Iowa State.
Yeah, I'm going Iowa State, too.
I don't trust Purdue.
All right, Mark.
Obviously.
My upset special, Rhode Island versus the Ducks.
Ducks.
I'm going Rhode Island.
Same here.
Same here, where?
Rhode Island.
Amen, brother. There you go. Get that Tums ready. There's your upset special. The your chips 11, have come
number
back.
Number 11 is going to roll.
Oh, they're going to fucking roll, man. If they can stay healthy, they're there. All right, Kenny. Michigan versus Louisville.
Going to go Louisville.
Mark?
Michigan.
I'm going Louisville. Okie dokes, going to the South bracket. See how much faster and faster this gets? North Carolina versus Seton Hall. Mark?
North Carolina.
NC.
NC it is, for sure. Kenny, Middle Tennessee versus Butler.
Middle Tennessee.
Mark?
Yeah, Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, even though Butler really does look good there. But. Yeah. Okay, Kenny, Cincinnati, UCLA.
Cincinnati.
Mark?
Cincinnati.
Woof, I would have gone UCLA. All right. Okay, Mark, Wichita State versus Kentucky.
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 Yeah, Kentucky up. All right, faster and faster now that we're even quicker into it. Villanova versus Virginia. Mark.
Villanova.
Virginia.
Virginia. And that's kind of an upset.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, SMU versus Duke. In a 6-2 matchup.
SMU.
Douche.
Douche. Okay, Mark. The Zags versus North Dakota or Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
Zags. Same. All right, Notre Dame. Okay, Kenny, X-Men or St. Mary's?
Man, that's X-Men.
That's a weird bracket.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say X-Men, too, because I had Arizona going all the way. What, X-Men?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Kenny, Kansas versus Iowa State.
Gonna go Kansas.
Me, too.
Me, three.
Mark, Rhode Island versus Louisville.
Gee, you want to keep the upset going?
I'm going Louisville. I mean, that's where Rhode Island kind of
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if they can go one more round.
No, they're done. All right, Louisville. Okay, Kenny, Middle Tennessee or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina it is. NC. Mark, Cincy or Kentucky? Cincy's scrappy as hell, but boy, Kentucky can just lay back.
Yeah. Kentucky.
Yeah.
All right, KY, jelly. All right, so here we go. Virginia or puke? Mark. Kenny, can you take
Duke.
It?
I got to say douche.
Okay,
yeah.
Duke it is. Okay, Mark, coming right back to you. Notre Dame or X-Men?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Okay, Kenny, Kansas or Louisville?
Louisville.
I'm going Kansas. Mark, where are you going?
I think Louisville.
Okay. All right, and Mark, NC or Kentucky? God, you got a number one, number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay. So, picking out of the other bracket, North Carolina or ND, my good man?
Notre Dame.
How about you, Kenny?
North Carolina.
I'm going, well, no, not yet. We have Duke or Notre Dame.
Oh. Douche.
Yeah, kind of go Duke, too. Okay, Kenny, Louisville or NC?
NC.
NC. Okay, let's, this one's kind of, it's Duke versus NC. Great for ratings, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to NC.
Duke can turn it on. Duke has a pedigree, but can Duke pull it off? I mean, Duke, especially with 8 losses already, can they pull it off on this one?
Well, Duke beat North Carolina in the last game of the season for the ACC championship.
Yeah.
So
it's possible, yeah.
When you get two teams like that from the same conference, they know each other inside out, you take previous records, throw it out the window.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. But, I mean, during the season, North Carolina had their number until the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, so does that mean that NC wilts or that Duke kicks it in, or was Duke lucky?
But you see, have, now
you have two rivals. They hate each other. They play each other a lot. They know each other. It's just going to be a
bloodbath.
Bloodbath, yeah.
But see, now, you know, during the season, you have one game at Duke. You got one game at North Carolina. Now you're playing on neutral turf. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is no right or wrong because we all pick our own. In this situation, I'd go with NC.
Yeah.
Mark?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Okay. In this situation, because I know there's a lot of people picking Villanova to go far, but not all the way far.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Arizona's got a ton of momentum. I can't see St. Mary's beating them. And if they do, there's going to be so many brackets broke right there, you know.
And that's what March is all about, though.
Yeah, that's the fun
broken
part.
Broken brackets all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people have got big money in Kansas? And, you know, they could fall along the way.
A lot of people have money on Kansas. Really?
You know, how many times have all four number one seeds made it to the finals? I think once.
I think so, yeah.
You know, the really fun part is that Gonzaga comes in as kind of the overall number one.
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves.
And they lost to St. Mary's.
Yeah.
At home.
Not only that, but there's people, you know, beyond us who says Zag's in maybe two, you know, out in the third.
Uh-huh.
You know, because for as tough team as they are, I mean, they're so far ahead of everybody else, they put it on glide like they did with BYU. I mean, they just put it on, and then they got their buns beat.
Well, that's right. BYU, they lost to BYU, not St. Mary's.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so you kind of go, okay, if you guys are that bored in competition, you know, and you get far back, I kind of see you as a paper tiger. I mean, I guess you go to the Michigan State University. Who have you played, Zag?
Yeah.
You know, Shrine of Little Flower. I know that you played a lot of top teams, but not the top teams, you know.
They played St. Mary's twice. They beat them, but.
All right. But, I mean, St. Mary's is coming in as a. Well, St. Mary's is 28-4, you know, going into it. So you kind of go, okay, you know, how. Two of your losses are from that, you know. So would you be a 30-2 team if you didn't have to play the Zags? I don't know. Zags, to me, just, you know, you got a team that's incredible. But, you know, how are you guys going to pair up with Kentucky, you know, who cheats, you know?
Allegedly.
I am just looking so much forward to Rhode Island. I think anybody looks at Rhode Island and says, let's go. I mean, we've seen some folks take them all the way to the regionals. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, because you're going to be beating, you know, powerhouses like the Ducks, Michigan, Oklahoma State, depending.
Maybe Louisville.
You know, maybe Louisville. You know, I mean, Louisville as the number two. I mean, can you imagine the number 11 seed breaking off a number two? You know?
But I mean, doesn't happen very often.
How comfortable are you with Louisville? You know, I mean, we're kind of running on their pedigree and their tradition.
And their coach.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, really, Jacksonville State, who next? You know? I don't see any other Cinderella story coming out here. I do like Rhode Island. I mean, I like, you know what I even like, too? I really do like Winthrop. I really, you know, I got them in my bracket.
We talk a lot about Cinderella teams, but Cinderella makes it to the Sweet 16.
Who's beeping?
That's probably my...
As a general rule, Cinderella makes it to Sweet 16.
Okay.
Okay? And they don't make it to Elite Eight. Once in a while, you get a Cinderella makes it to the Eight, but...
That's it. That's as far as you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Because now you're living on hype now. Yep. You know, all of a sudden you're starting to believe in yourself. You know, I mean, so much for, like, Xavier. I mean, coming in as an 11th seed, but nobody is scared of Maryland.
No.
You know? I mean, take a look at how many Big Ten teams you have in here and who's afraid of who. Except for Michigan on a maybe, you don't see any other Big Ten team come out. Maybe Wisconsin, but really against, you know, that's a really good 8-9, Vitek versus Wisconsin. Wisconsin's got the big bodies and stuff like that, but Vitek can bang, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though Vitek's got the crummier record, you know, that's... They come in only one down from them. I think that's pretty fair, 8-9. I mean, Purdue, nobody's seeing Purdue going over. I mean, Purdue would be a 4-5 matchup with Iowa State. You know, and that's good. That's close. You know, I guess you take a look at, if you're looking at the Big Ten, just at the Big Ten, mm-hmm. you think, okay, that's kind of a cute thing. But you take a look at it, generally speaking, you go, you're just fodder.
Right.
All you are is red meat for the rest of all these people.
The highest rated Big Ten team out there in the tournament is Purdue. Is a four.
And then it drops radically to Michigan at 7.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a bunch of 8-9s or whatever. Yeah. Or okay, so you have Wisconsin 8.
You have Maryland at 6. But
yeah, but that's way too high.
Yeah.
Way, way, way. I mean, I'm trying to think, what did Maryland do in the season? You know, I mean, depending on which way you look at it, Wisconsin's 25-9, and they're a 8 seed, and Maryland is 24-8 as a 6 seed. How did that happen? Strength of schedule?
Yes, because Maryland and Purdue played real well at the beginning and the middle part of the season, and they faltered a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
Because Michigan beat Maryland, Michigan beat Purdue, Michigan beat Minnesota, Michigan beat Wisconsin at the end.
Yep, they went right through them all.
Went right through them all. Each one of them has a loss against Michigan at the end of the year.
It would be interesting, I guess, for our hometown folks to pick Michigan as a sentimental favorite for just one, you know.
Yeah.
When there's really not a lot of evidence. I mean, you got a team that's not really – I mean, they've gelled in the last six games, and they think they're unbeatable. Well, they may be. I mean, they may still carry that magic.
And, you know, there's the thing that, you know, a team that finishes strong can carry it into the tournament and ride it for a while. So, I mean, that has happened.
Yeah, but look at Michigan State last year. And hello, Middle Tennessee. Yeah. You know, who's Middle Tennessee? I mean, really, what is that? You know? The funny thing is, I don't think anybody wants to play Middle Tennessee. I mean, at 30-4, you know, and you're at 12. that tells me that you played, you know, bourbon squishing university and out still state, you know?
Jack Daniels University.
Yeah. Marry your sister, UPI. You know? Middle college. Sister loving middle college. There you go. I mean, I don't see any, like, really huge surprises. I don't know about Xavier. I really don't. But Florida Gulf Coast, I think year after year, especially what they did with Dunk City, you know, I think people want to see them break out. And they have a really good reason to break out. You know, Florida State, I mean, by rights should kill them, you know? But nobody's picking Florida State. Why would that be, Mark? Because of Florida. They can't see that on radio.
I don't know. I don't really know a whole lot about the Florida. I mean, like University of Florida hasn't been consistent all year. That's why I'm not real thrilled about University of Florida.
You know what? Who's got the first game? Michigan? Michigan and the Sooners? Michigan and Oklahoma State, I should say.
Yeah, it's
11-10. I mean, they're 11-15 tip, right?
And then
Notre Baylor?
Dame, Princeton.
Yeah, have you noticed that Oklahoma Oklahoma's not in the tournament? Ever since they lost all those seniors last year, Buddy Heil and
Buddy
and a couple of the other guys, man, their recruiting season wasn't very good. I think they only won like 9 games or 10 games.
You know what's really amazing too? I mean, you have Seton Hall at 21-11 as a 9 seed, and they're going up against Arkansas at 25-9, and yet people are picking, you know, Seton Hall all over the place. Who the hell did Arkansas play? You know, that you're 25-9 and you're an 8 seed. And no one's giving you any kind of respect whatsoever. None. They're giving you, like, Texas Southern respect.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few teams here I didn't even kept track of.
Yeah.
Like Baylor?
Well, no.
Kill Baylor. I mean, what's the chances? I mean, New Mexico State, 28-5. I mean, what are they, Mountain West? Where are they from?
Hopefully Baylor's basketball team isn't like their football team.
Yeah, that's why I think people want to see these. They want to get these people just squished. I mean, my God. We'll wait till the NC2A, you know, comes back out. Here's the story. Mount St. Mary's versus New Orleans. We didn't say anything about the playing games because they're kind of, you know, who cares anyways. But that's kind of interesting to me. God, what are they playing tonight?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. They're playing. They should have won. Yeah. Somebody's going to go in. You know, all right. Uh-huh. Wake Forest, how cute that they get to go in. You know, UC Davis, when was the last time you saw them have a really great time? And Providence versus, I mean, Providence to me is a perennial NIT team.
Yeah.
Always. But you see, Oakland got screwed. The Golden Grizzlies.
Yep.
You know, and now they're in the NIT. They're going to mop up the NIT.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear Dick Vitale blowing a nut because Syracuse didn't make it in? He was going crazy. Oh, they beat four top five teams or top 10 teams, and I just can't believe. I mean, he was all red in the face and everything else. Can't believe that they left them out. And yeah, he was.
But you know,
going
some,
nuts.
You don't hear anything this year. Normally, there's like one team that got royally screwed, and they could really show a reason why. You know, but this year it's like, whatever. Get to the game.
Yeah.
You know. It is interesting that you got, you know, what, 68 games now?
Yes.
You know, tell me next year that doesn't increase to 72.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how many more playing games can you have, you know, for people who legitimately should be in? I mean, it's kind of like the wild card two in baseball. You know, I mean, you have how many you got? You got two number 11 slots and two number 16 slots. If you're in a play-in game, shouldn't you be a 16 slot?
You would think. I've never understood that.
Yeah, what the hell? Why are you an 11 slot? You know, if you're good enough to be an 11, you're better than Troy at 15. Troy who?
Troy, Michigan.
There you go. What are they called? The Oakland Malls?
Yeah.
You know? The Sears?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, that's kind of like, why do you have to play in at 11?
Why do you punish an 11 to make them play in?
Right, yeah, but you don't punish every 11 either.
Right. You only punish some of them, you punish the 16s. And if you're 12, you're better off than an 11 because you don't have to play in.
Yeah, considering that NC's North Carolina Central has a better record than Xavier, you know?
Yeah.
But way better. I mean, if you're just going to take a look, I mean, I take that all back. I mean, go for USC. Does USC have a better one than, because Xavier is 21-13. You know, USC is way better than that.
Yeah.
At 24-9? Strength of schedule? Or did you want to put a little pizzazz in the play-in games? Because really, who's looking? You know, everybody, if you're giving your bracket at work or whatever so you can win fabulous prizes, you know, nobody cares. You don't put your money in today or tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody gives a damn about the playing games.
Yeah.
You know, so why do you even have them? Except for people that want to win fabulous prizes and have to bet today. Because really, seriously, the reason why you have the NC2A things is to bet.
Yep.
Money. Plenty of money, plenty of brackets. This
chips.
Beats Yes, yes, for fabulous prices. You know, kind of like when you go to Chuck E. Cheese and you get that little plastic harmonica, you know, if you spend over $400.
Yeah, you get those little tickets and then you turn them in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can get those fabulous prices.
You know what we should do? We should find somebody that lives in Vegas. Have the intern on this one. Has the NC2A brackets overcome the squares for the Super Bowl? For, like, work things and stuff? I almost wonder. Because anybody can pick a bracket. I mean, yeah. Good God, we have tons of people that just pick on, like, colors of jerseys. Uh-huh. You know, if you're not into this kind of thing or
Henry,
something.
Henrietta the Wonder Dog put Bark. A paw print on it. Yeah.
There you go. Bark.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. She drops a pepperoni on it, yeah. You know. So, that's there what we're going to... I really wonder. I mean, because really, they're dying to make this essentially into a 96.
Yes.
You know, sooner or later. Make a whole week of this. What you're going to do is you're going to dilute this like no tomorrow, and nobody will give a damn, you know, because traditionalists will stay with the 64 teams, you know. And then how many more, my God, how many rounds would you have, you know?
Eventually you run out of teams, don't you?
No.
And then you start getting teams that have 500 records.
If that. Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, but this is sports. Who cares, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Because it could be a Cinderella story at any time, and they'll trot that back out as many times they tried out the, you know, end of the Joe Louis Arena.
Then right, all you have to do is be competitive.
That's right. You just got to be competitive.
But you would think that if they go to 96, everybody gets an automatic berth in the ACC.
Uh-huh.
Everybody. Yep. Everybody gets in the NEC. You know, the people you feel sorry about is the NIT. Because if they go 96, you know, at the NC2As, who does the NIT get? The second runner-up from the Horizon League?
They get the Shrine and a Little Flower and...
Yeah, the high school.
The other thing you're doing, though, is you're killing the regular season. Okay? The regular season becomes nothing more than an exhibition.
True that. Yeah. Because depending on... yeah.
There's nothing to play for.
If you get everybody and their brother in there, you know you win. It's kind of like a hockey thing. You know, basically you know you're in.
Yeah.
And unless you totally screw up since 1967. You know, however, you know, if you go to a 96 team thingy now, how many people out west, how many people like in Montana get to come in? There's nobody from Montana here. I mean, this is not representative of all 50 states. So if you go 96, you pick two teams per state. There you go. Think about how that would be. And then have East versus West. And then have the captains pick their teams. And then, go.
And if it goes to overtime, you play three aside.
There you are. There you are.
But the shootout at the end.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah.
And then you get a team in Hamilton, and you bring them in from Canada.
Then you go to the free throw contest. And if it's still tied, then you go from half court.
There you go.
There you are. And then you play score-o. You put, like, a center in front of the rim. You know, like this, and you have to, like, make it over his hand.
Or you play horse.
Yeah.
Or you get Winnipeg.
And a draft choice.
There you go. See how this all works out?
Gimmick the hell out of it.
Yeah. There you go. Instead of doing East-West or do the Campbell Conference, we'll just do it this way.
But the most important thing is sell lots of ads.
You betcha. Yeah, here's the story. Make a field goal, three commercials, one Budweiser, one
Ford.
Yeah, and one like feminine hygiene product thingy. Next! And keep rotating them, you know? So by the end of the time, we want you to drink a lot of Budweiser, drive a Ford Focus, and know about yeast infections. You're done.
Yep.
Next! Makes me want to look at basketball all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there you go.
Talk about there we go. Ken Pocket, the super CPA, what have we not covered in 1 minute?
Everything but the NCAA tournament,
I know,
actually.
There you go.
The whole book.
Freaking book. Mark spent so much time putting this together, and we ignored it all because we took all the time spent talking about the brackets. But, you know, I will have to say, you know, he made this long list here of the NHL standings in the Atlantic Conference.
Sure.
And next to last is our beloved Detroit Red Wings, who are really lining it up here for that big push at the end, right? Right, John?
Do you see who's in with the Wings now? Our fine quarterback from the Green Bay Packers, who has told the dressing room, if you run the table, you'll make it. And so now here comes the push to run the table. Who are they playing in the next couple of games? The Dwellers of the Cellars, you know? So you're playing Colorado, you're playing Arizona. There's a quick four, you know, and that starts the engine again. And here we go.
It's not going to help.
Here it comes.
It's not going to help.
It's not like that other team. Boo! There you go. All right, Mark Milicek, what didn't we cover in 1 minute?
Well, gee, what can we talk about in 1 minute?
Did you know that the...
Tigers! No.
No, we can't talk about the Tigers in 1 minute.
They actually won one game since March 1st yesterday. Yeah.
They won today, I think.
They were tied. I was thinking Washington. Never mind.
Yeah, no, they were up 7-0 in the eighth inning. So hopefully they didn't screw it up.
Unless they brought McPelfrey in, then they.
Yeah, there you go. But don't you worry, Jacoby will be in center field by June.
Oh,
somebody else will be.
That's all I got. We'll save the whole Sports Authority book for next week.
No,
go.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, well, it depends. Yeah, it should be 2 weeks.
We're doing the candy trot next week.
Candy 64, the sweet 64 next week. You'll be here, won't you? All right, so for myself, John Sarver, and the super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, thank you so very much for being with us today. And we can't wait to see you next week. And I'm pointing to you right now.
Yeah, the microphone.
We're all pointing at you right now.
That's right. We're going to point at you. Next week to come into the Sweet 64, and
bring your toothbrush.
Yeah, you betcha.
And which might be more than 64 in the coming years, but
might have some play-in games.
Yeah, at least a dozen or two.
You know, we should have Dr. Ryan Sudemeyer here with us, just in case there's too many cavities outbreaking.
There you go. Yeah,
see the tie-in. All right.
Yeah, and then he could give us suggestions on how to get rid of those cavities.
Drill and fill, baby.
There you are, drill, baby, drill. So if you missed us right now, or you want to replay us, just come on over to podbean.com, CKIW76, and you'll see us. All right. So this time for sure, we're saying goodbye to you. So see you, folks. See you next Tuesday at the Sweet 64. Bye now.
Happy trails.
Bye.